Just kind of curious, when you evaluated him initially, what would you have estimated his chance of dying of the disease with just chemo radiation therapy? I'm thinking a lot more and more about numeracy in oncology, the numbers that you give to patients who want them. So I'm kind of curious if this man, maybe he asked you initially what his baseline risk would be with just chemo radiation, how that would change from an absolute level in your best estimation with a durvalumab, and also what your estimation is now currently with this great response of him developing recurrent disease.
Sure. So we've been used to the numbers with chemo RT being somewhere in the order of 15% to 20% 5-year survival for stage 3 unresectable disease patients. Until durvalumab, nothing had shown beyond chemo radiation to improve the outcomes. Now we know that with the PACIFIC trial giving 1 year of durva, it results in a hazard ratio for overall survival of 0.68. And in the PACIFIC trial, the median had not been reached. But if you look at the 18-month survival rate, there's almost a 12-point difference favoring, in absolute terms, the use of durvalumab. So what I think with extended follow-up we're going to see is there'll be a bigger tail, a number of patients that will have long-term survival. And my hope is that we push that 5-year survival by 5 to 10 points at least with durvalumab. Now, I'm just hoping for that. More would be better. We won't know that for at least another couple of years, is my feeling as follow-up continues on the trial. So what I tell the patient is his survival possibility is going to be improved by almost 1/3 with the use of durvalumab based on the hazard ratio alone.